under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into Thursday, October 26, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a couple of text messages I want to get into, but I want to mention this segment. You just heard the commercial for Tolini Farms. It's getting cold out there. It's rainy. It's coming, folks. They say our first major little bit of snow, the first snow of the year, is coming to us this coming Tuesday, Halloween night, October 31st. We will get accumulation. So if you don't have those winter tires yet from Royal Tire over in Petoskey, get over there. Get a set of winter wheels and snow tires, ice tires, bolted onto your vehicle after they're mounted and balanced. Put your factory wheels and summer tires in storage. Put them in the garage. Put them in the basement. Put them outside with a tarp, whatever you got to do. But you need to get those at Royal Tire. But in the meantime, you need to stock up on beef. That beef taco I had at Libby's last night, I just found out Barry's, I think he said nephew, is the chef there, his nephew Kip. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Kip came out and introduced himself to Sherry and I. So yeah, that was really cool. Great chef. Man, Kip is awesome, Barry. Congratulations. But I want to remind you that you can get a quarter that's ready to go. It's ready for delivery. Cliff can deliver them to you today, tomorrow. So give them a call, 989-733-2782. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. He'll discuss the sizes of the different quarters that he has. 125 pounds will be $500. The 150 larger quarters, $600. All the different steaks, the roast, the ground beef, processed at Ebel's, vacuum sealed and flash frozen like a brick. They're in the freezers right now in Onaway, ready for delivery. So give them a call, 989-733-2782. Text me the word beef, and I'll text you back the clickable, dialable link. All you got to do is click on it. Summer, McMillan, Mullen, and Heartland. Randy, did you get the Wednesday night margarita special with the three tacos for $20? Heidi, the waitress, offered it to us, but I couldn't have the margarita. But Libby ended up giving me a sampling of that Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon. I had that with my beef taco instead. But yes, Wednesday nights, $20, margarita and three tacos. And you can mix and match on Wednesdays. I don't think Libby would mind me saying that. So I got one beef, one mahi-mahi, and one shrimp. That was at the recommendation of Heidi. She was really great. Fresh brewed iced tea. That was awesome. And they have pies. Oh, man, don't even get me started on the pies I couldn't have. Again, I was good. I lost a pound and a half eating at Libby's. I was so surprised with Kip's special sauces on those. Even had some avocado. I believe that was on the mahi-mahi one. Oh, man, that was good. Good, good, good stuff. So, yeah, I greatly appreciate Robert Johnson, Nordman Christian Funeral Home in Sheboygan meeting with us. Again, give a call to him. I appreciate that. Text me, Robert. I'll text you the number. Looking forward to working with those folks. Well, they're at it, folks. I told you they were going to do it. Clean energy by 2040. We're going to talk about that next. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. The Senate Energy and Environment Committee voted out legislation yesterday instructing utility providers in Michigan to run 100% clean energy by just 2040. This would also include permitting for the use of nuclear energy and natural gas power plants that use carbon capture technology. Originally, the Senate bills obligated the utility companies to have 100% carbon-free clean energy standard by 2035, with 60% of the state's power coming from wind, solar, and geothermal technology by 2030. Well, Senate bills 272 and 273 dealing with the energy goals were both approved on party line votes, 9 Democrats to 5 Republicans. Why do the Democrats have a 9-seat majority on that committee compared to 5 Republicans? Because the Democrats control the Senate by 2 seats, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. Senate Majority Leader, the communist Winnie Brinks from Grand Rapids, being the Senate Majority Leader, gets to assign the members to every committee in Lansing. The Democrats control every single committee right now and have a 9-to-5 majority on that Energy Environment Committee. The legislation would guide a utility provider to run on 50% renewable in just 7 years from right now. This is 2023. Well, by 2030, half of their power must be generated by green renewable energy. That goes up by 10%, 60% by 2034, with renewable energy also featuring hydropower and methane digesters dealing with the decomposition of organic waste. But by 2040, they must be 100% clean energy portfolio. But it could include new and existing gas sources if they use carbon capture and storage at a rate of 90%. Moreover, Senate bills 272, 273 allow for off-ramps, quote-unquote, where a utility company could make the case to the Michigan Public Service Commission, that's the state's electric and natural gas regulatory formed committee regulatory arm controlled, appointed by the governor, if they were struggling to meet these legislative deadlines. The Michigan Public Service Commission, again appointed by the governor, could judge if a utility provider's inability to deliver was justifiable. Furthermore, the MPSC could determine if the transition to clean energy at the speed prescribed in the legislation was proven to be too expensive based on factors like inflation, increased costs for consumers, and other unpredictable costs related to building and operating these new energy sources. Despite the modification, Senator Dan Lowers of Brockway, Republican, the committee's minority vice chair, paints the Democrats as moving a green new energy deal as quickly as they can to give the governor the very much needed presidential politics aspirations she needs to potentially run for president next year or in 2028. He said the Republicans on the panel were not able to offer any amendments to the legislation, the proposed bills, as the updated bill language was placed before the committee, just 15 minutes before the vote. Think about this. They put the language together. They put it out there to the committee members, 9 Democrats, 5 Republicans, and only gave them 15 minutes to read it. Senator Lauer said, I mean, the ink on this paper's still wet. And the paper itself is still warm coming out of the laser printer. Well, based on a poll that was commissioned by Evergreen Action, a national clean energy advocacy group, 73% of 597 likely Michigan voters said they supported increasing the share of electricity that is produced from renewable energy sources like wind and solar. In the same poll, 52% of the respondents wanted to see the remaining coal-fired power plants in Michigan phased out, which Consumers Energy has already committed to do by 2025 and DTE is committed to do by 2032. Do you know what this means, folks? Do you know what this means? This means that, number one, this is being done for political purposes for Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They want the press releases. They want the news stories out there that Michigan leads the country in clean, renewable energy legislation passed out of the Democrat-controlled House, Democrat-controlled Senate, signed into law by this Democrat governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for our own political aspirations. That's number one. That's the main reason they're doing this. That's why they're slamming this through right now in this lame duck session. Quote unquote, air quotes, lame duck. Lame duck is usually after the November election, a flurry of bills that get rammed through into the wee hours of the morning in a rush to get it done before the end of the year. Well, it's happening right now. Because a week from this coming Tuesday, Halloween, on November 7th, they lose their 2-seat majority in the House. So they're going to ram all this stuff through right now. Number two, what does this mean for us, the we, the people, the consumers? We pay electric bills for this radio station. We pay electric bills for the studio in Antrim County. Well, guess what? Our electric bills, your electric bills, companies' electric bills, every single one of us that live or work in this state will have higher electric bills coming forward, starting as early as 2025, 2 years from right now, when Consumers Energy gets rid of their coal-fired power plants in Michigan. That's going to cause electric bills to go up for Consumers Energy. It's going to continue. Electric bills will continue to go up in Michigan if this legislation goes through. If they're not changed by a Republican governor come January 1st of 2027. It's already going to be 2 years too late because consumers are shutting down their coal-fired power plants for their energy customers. But if in 2026 gubernatorial election, the midterm election, a Republican governor comes in with a Republican-controlled House and Senate and they finally give us energy choice in this state, they could undo all of this. But in the meantime, Gretchen Whitmer gets her headlines. Before Senate Bill 272 and 273 were voted out of the 9 to 5 committee, 9 Democrats, 5 Republicans, a press conference was hosted by the Great Lakes Growth Coalition, a congregation of business membership organizations opposed to the legislation that could create an unpredictable or overregulated business environment in Michigan. Speaking at the event, Michael Johnston, Vice President of Government Affairs for the Michigan Manufacturers Association, said one of his group's members, a manufacturer with 340 employees and an annual, listen to this, I thought our electric bill for the radio station was high. They spend $3 million a year on electricity for their manufacturing plant. They have 340 employees. Well, he said that this member of his Michigan Manufacturers Association said they were contacted by somebody from the state of Missouri claiming that if they relocated their plant to their state, they could save $600,000 a year on their electric costs. Folks, that's $50,000 a month. This company could relocate to Missouri and save $50,000 a month. If I was the owner of the company and I could stick another $600,000 in my bank account in profit, in savings, just for the cost of electricity alone, not to mention that Missouri has a warmer climate than Michigan, better roads. I believe they don't have a state income tax. Why the heck would you stay in Michigan? Johnston went on to say, our concerns about this package of bills is rooted in state government mandates. Mandates, by definition, do not prioritize price reliability or our ability to compete in a global economy. Now they're taking up bills in draft form that we haven't even seen. They won't give them to us. There have been limitations in our ability to give any input into this effort before they get this done in this potential upcoming early ending of this legislative session. We're hearing it could happen as early as the week after next. And the term is called early sign dine, die, excuse me, S-I-N-E-D-I-E, sign die, ending the legislative session early. Currently, Senate Democrats are expected to adjourn for the year by mid-November to ensure certain bills like the new February presidential primary aligns with the Democratic National Committee's latest election calendar and other bills as well. I've been reporting on it. I've been predicting it. Now they're saying the Senate are going to stay until probably deer season, mid-November. On the hour news break, we'll continue this story on the other side. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.